to hear. Right now, your blood takes away the curse. Right now, your blood heals every disease. Right now, your blood sets the addict free.
difficult as these times are at times in this nation, I read accounts of many people who had left places and they received a disease they didn't even know until days later. But God, what's true in the natural is often so true in the spiritual. And God, right now in Jesus' name, I pray that you'll manifest yourself to people in even this day and this week, because they've received something today that they didn't even know it. That they received something from the presence and the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. God, you've breathed on them. Not breath that is damaging and causes destruction, but breath that leaves, brings life and resurrection and power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the type of breath we're talking about. So God, I pray, Father, right now that you'll breathe upon your church. And God, we would inhale the spiritual reality of our God in heaven. As we inhale the breath of God, we'll begin to exhale, Father, and we'll begin to cause revival, and we'll begin to cause healing, we'll begin to cause restoration through our nation in Jesus' name. What the enemy intended for evil, God intends for good. So God, I pray, Father, you will breathe a Holy Spirit infection upon this world. A breath that brings life. A breath that brings restoration. A breath that brings healing. A breath that brings normal. A breath that defeats the power of darkness and the sick and the curse of death in Jesus' name. Your church cries out to you in prayer. Your nation cries out to you in prayer. Even at times, your God, as a nation, we go off track. You said, those nations that will humble themselves, they will turn. I will hear from heaven. When they pray, I will heal their land. That is our prayer today. Heal our land. Fill your people with your breath. And for this, we give you thanks for the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Just please remain standing. We're just going to close the service. I want to make sure we're good. We're simply going to take the offering. As the worship team begins to play a song, the ushers will just prepare. When you're ready, please come forward and we'll pray. We've already had the announcements. Please look in your bulletin if you need further information. Let's pray. God, we thank you, Father, for just privileges in this life. We're privileged to be an American. We're privileged to have the freedom to come to worship the way that you've instructed us to in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father, for good health. We do not take it for granted. But God, I also pray right now for a blanket of protection upon these people that are here today. We've come into this house to honor you. God, we're praying for a blanket of protection. I've understood that the virus is even breaking out in surrounding counties. We are praying to God for protection upon our families, upon our homes, upon our county in Jesus' name. We're asking you, Holy Spirit, to evidence yourself. And again, we're declaring and believing that this time of prayer that's been called for our nation is going to push back the plague and stop it in its tracks, send it into remission that only the power of God can do. And God, we thank you for how you blessed us. And right now, we give back a portion of what you've given to us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Worship with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo. Our promise is Jesus. Our answer is Jesus. All to him. All to him we is Jesus. All to him, all to him we owe everything. Our promise is Jesus. Our answer is Jesus. All to him, all to him we owe everything. Our Savior is Jesus. Our future is Jesus. All to him.